Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
You know I've been going back into the Bravo vault during self-isolation, and The Real Housewives of Miami is not to be missed.
Well, today's your lucky day, because I recently interviewed The Real Housewives of Miami alums Joanna Krupa and Lisa Hochstein for BravoTV.com's series Life After Bravo.
Yes, your baby. And a lot has happened since we saw them last. Both Lisa and Joanna have become moms since the show, and Joanna divorced ex-husband Roman Zago and remarried Douglas Nunez.
Plus, you know we had to ask about the drama, specifically that fight Lisa had with Joanna's makeup artist at the season 3 reunion.
Oh my God, that was bananas.
Let's take a listen. Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
How are you? Good.
I'm good.
So you're feeling good to get started, or do you have any questions?
Yeah, no, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Great. So much has happened since we last saw you on Real Housewives of Miami. You have a baby now.
Now I have a baby. She is 6 months old. Amazing little girl, Asha Lee. She's changed my world.
I feel like on the show, we never heard you talk about having kids. So was this a happy surprise, like unexpected? Or was this something that, like, as life went on, you really came to want this?
Well, on the show, I didn't really talk about children because I was at a point in my life where it was all about career. Then I wanted to have a little bit of selfish time for myself. And I always, you know, knew deep down if I do have kids, it would be later down the line. And that is why I chose to freeze my eggs about 5 years ago. She's like the love of my life. That probably the biggest accomplishment I would say till today is having my little daughter.
Oh, wow. So tell us about Douglas.
Douglas is a manly man. He is an amazing father. He's a great husband. He's an amazing cook. I have like 10 pounds I still have to lose after the baby, but because my husband loves to cook so much, that's not happening anytime soon. To be honest, I don't know if my husband Douglas watched any of the Housewives episodes. I hope not, because I wanted him to get to know me, you know, how I am with him. So honestly, he never mentioned to me if he did or not, but I hope he didn't, because you know, life, as I said, changed so much for me, and I was in a different place in my life at that time. So he hasn't really seen that side of me. So I feel like if he watched it, he would be like, "Who's this person? I don't recognize this person." So it was, you know, it was Joanna in the good old days. Now I feel he probably would have not married that Joanna.
Oh.
Back then, yeah.
Well, on the show, we heard a lot about your insatiable appetite for sex.
Yeah, I wish there was more action going on in this bedroom, but that's
yeah,
so
me too.
Are you getting enough now?
I will say that Douglas is an amazing husband. Let's put it that way. So.
Perfect. Do you still have that fiery temper that, you know, made people sort of fall in love with you?
Stop, move over. Baby, move over right now. Move the over. Look at your husband. I'm sorry. Mai said no to you.
Really? You f***ing bitch?
Well, I'm sure I have that little fiery temper somewhere in me, but Douglas's friends and family, they're, you know, good people, humble people. They're not sitting at the dining room table having dinner and, you know, causing big arguments. And I don't surround myself with people like that also. But, you know, I'm sure if somebody, you know, said the wrong thing to me, I'm sure I have a little bit of a temper.
How is your sister Marta doing?
My sister Marta is doing amazing. She's living in Pennsylvania with her husband, Marco. And, you know, hopefully soon she's going to be extending her family, so our kids will be closer in age. So, you know, a lot, I mean, it's amazing how much, you know, years down the line, things have changed.
All right. Walk us through what a day in the life of Joanna Krupa looks like now.
When I'm working, my life is totally different day to day, where it's hectic. It's now it's a little bit more quiet because I'm home, but I'm also working on different projects where, you know, as soon as I can travel again, I can start working on those. It's going to be interesting to see how it's going to be traveling with her and, you know, working with her, being responsible with a little human being and, you know, spending enough time with her, but also doing what mama does. But I would say in my life, things only happened for the better. And I've never realized when, you know, friends would say, gosh, motherhood really changes you. I don't think I've ever smiled or laughed so much in my life since I've had her. I think that's why I'm just like so happy all the time, smiling. And maybe that's why she's just such a happy, happy baby. But I can't wait to get back into, you know, my at least somewhat normal routine of, you know, work, because I do love that. But now I'll be able to bring my little partner in crime with me. So that makes it so much more fun.
Maybe one of the most iconic moments of Real Housewives in Miami was the fight between you and Adriana at Lisa's lingerie party.
Really, what have you done, Adriana?
So what have you
done, Adriana? What have you done?
I definitely was shocked. I was like, okay, what did I get myself into? This is not what I was expecting. And I won't lie, at that moment, I got a little scared. I'm just like, what is this woman capable of?
Oh, really? You bitch? Are you serious?
So let's put that in the books. I'm not proud of that. After that moment, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, did I make a mistake?
Joe Francis caused a lot of drama for you.
Marta and Joanna.
Did you sleep with Obi?
Yes.
You're a sicko. He's telling people I slept with him?
Oh, and you gave me a in a movie theater.
Joe, stop, you stupid.
Any final words for him?
Nope, not at all. I really don't want to go back to that place and time. It was not a fun time. There was definitely a few times where I wanted to quit the show. Probably that moment and the last reunion were probably the toughest ones.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
People have told me that you have been a hooker, okay? I don't want to reveal my sources because I'm unfortunately I'm a bigger person than she is.
Who was my pimp?
The problem with the girls in our show is like I think we all had an issue with communication. Sometimes it was more about the competition of who gets the limelight for that episode than just communicating, having a conversation. You know, you could have dramatic moments. So I think because the communication wasn't good during the whole season, and by the time it came to that, everybody was just like a bomb. You know, everybody was just going at it, which is unfortunate because maybe we would have been. All of us would have been friends as opposed to more so enemies than some of the girls.
Yeah, because I remember at the reunion, it was your makeup artist and Lisa that also were kind of going at it.
No talent, you two are no goods. Money. No talent, no money.
You have no money, you're a
talent,
nobody.
No money.
You're a nobody.
25 years,
bye.
No
bye.
Money, nobody no talent. No one cares about you either.
I have no idea. I'm telling you, there was something in the water, something in the energy. People were just, I don't know, people were just going crazy. I think it was just the energy, the pressure, the, as I said before, like maybe miscommunication because they liked each other before. To me, it was not something that I was prepared for.
Aside from just the friendships with the women, I always am so fascinated by what it must be like for a couple to go on a show.
I mean, it definitely had some stress. At the end of the day, I don't think the show makes or breaks a relationship.
There were rumors in season 2 that Roman had cheated. You know, there was the whole email scandal.
Something was telling me to check his emails, and I did, and I wish I didn't because I found text messages back and forth and just flirted. I don't know.
And then you got that 3 a.m. phone call.
Somebody called me. Insinuating that Roman's making out with one of the girls at the club.
Looking back, do you feel differently about the situation?
Looking back, I mean, it's hard for me to look back because I don't care if whatever happened, and you know, I think maybe it was a little bit over exaggerated from my end because at the end of the day, nobody knew exactly. What happened. So to look back at it, it's kind of hard to put myself back into that situation.
So do you regret getting married to Roman?
I don't regret anything that I've done in my life. You know, there may be some things that I've said in my life that I would regret. If I went back in time, I would not change anything.
Are you glad that you had your wedding on TV?
Yeah. At that moment in time, I was very happy that it was televised, and everything that I envisioned at that time came to reality. So of course, at that moment in life, it was fun.
Was there a point where you knew that Real Housewives of Miami wasn't coming back?
I kind of knew deep inside that it wouldn't, even if it did come back, I wouldn't come back. So when they did officially kind of cancel it, I was relieved, to be honest with you. Going back and watching what, like, the ways I acted or the way I, you know, the type of person that came out of me, at some moments, I was not proud of it. And I'm just like, this is not worth it for me. If, you know, if it was a different cast, 100% I would do it. You know, if it was Leah, Lisa, myself, Karen, even Anna, I would consider it. But I just felt that deep down in my heart, it just wasn't worth it.
Do you ever talk to Andy Cohen now?
You know what? There was a few times where we sent messages on Twitter. We don't talk on a regular basis, but anytime we do exchange messages on Twitter, he's the sweetest. You know, he's accomplished so much success. It's amazing. And, you know, congratulations to him on his beautiful baby. So it's like it just seems everybody's life got a little better and, you know, brought in some cute little kids. So it's amazing what 7 years can do.
Do you ever watch Real Housewives now?
You know, I adore Denise Richards. She's a friend of mine. We've met a few years ago. And ever since she went on the Beverly Hills one, I, you know, sometimes I see something on the internet, but I won't lie. I don't watch much reality TV lately. My husband, you know, he's not a big reality person. And during the day, I'm busy with my daughter. So really at nighttime, it's, you know, hubby and I watching things that we both enjoy watching.
So would you ever consider becoming a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills?
that's a tough question because my husband would probably never be a big fan of doing any that, you know, reality. But hey, never say never.
I know you said that you are a fan of Denise Richards. You like her a lot. Have you followed the stuff that's happening in the news with her and Brandi Glanville?
She's not who she pretends to be.
I don't deserve this. That is a huge thing to f***ing say.
What could be that bad?
So they f***ed.
Gosh, you know what? Like, I haven't. I mean, I spoke to Denise, and it's a subject I can't talk about because of, you know, certain situation. But, you know, I talk about different things, and it's unfortunate that she's going through some things. But yeah, that's all you'll say.
That's cool. All right. What is maybe the biggest lesson you learned from doing Real Housewives in Miami?
Think before you speak. I mean, you could still, you know, be feisty, have fun, and be entertaining. But yeah, sometimes you gotta digest because I'm a very passionate person. So sometimes I just say it instead of thinking about it. I'm gonna be the first one to admit I'm not proud of some of the things I said, some of the things I did. I will take it as, you know, as a big girl here, and I'm not gonna make excuses for myself. That I've learned for sure.
I know you said that you don't regret doing the show, but if you knew everything that had happened would happen, would you redo it?
Oh gosh. Honestly, at this moment, no, I wouldn't do it if I knew all that would have happened. But if you go 7 or 8 years ago, I probably would. Mm. If that makes any sense to you.
Yeah. Just the last question is just for me personally. How is it that you look exactly the same? Did you make a deal with the devil?
Oh my gosh, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. I think, you know, it's the outdoor lighting. It's maybe motherhood. But that's very sweet. Thank you. But I mean, I definitely see things that have changed. But I think we are always our worst critics. I think I have a different outlook on life now. And I'm very happy. I definitely have never smiled so much in my life.
Do you feel like there's something that's blocking you from being truly happy or preventing you from achieving your goals?
With over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists in all 50 states,
BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you.
Users can connect with counselors in a safe, private, and convenient online setting.
You no longer have to worry about meeting with a counselor in person. With four available communication modes, text, chat, phone, and video, you'll be able to make appointments through your desktop, laptop, and cell phone.
Go at your own time and pace while speaking to licensed counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, grief, and more. Anything you say is confidential.
If you're not happy with your selected counselor at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Daily Dish listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code DISH. That's D-I-S-H.
So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/dish.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/dish.
Hi again. Let me expand this window.
I'm going to close all these tabs. 1 second. Okay.
Do you remember the fight you got into with Joanna's makeup artist?
Yeah, I actually watched the clip today.
No talent, no money.
You
no
have no talent. Money. You're a
talent,
nobody.
Talent, no money.
You're a nobody.
25 years.
Bye.
No
bye.
Money, nobody no talent. No one cares about you either.
Joanna really caught me off guard during that interview.
I read online you said this about Lisa. She has such an issue with getting pregnant. Maybe cutting down on the partying would help with the health aspect of becoming pregnant. She should focus on herself a little more.
Well, every wow, time I see Lisa, she has a drink in her hand, and I went through.
That's f***ing low,
no,
Joanna.
But okay.
Before filming that interview, I do remember us or her letting me know that she had my back and vice versa, and being the trusting, maybe much more naive person then. In my 20s, I believed it and, you know, fell for it because I'm that type of person. And that's not the way it went. And I was sort of blindsided.
Really?
I'm not going to believe.
Really?
Lisa.
I thought you two were good.
And obviously, you know, I feel sorry for them because it obviously came from a dark place, somebody being unhappy. Why else would you attack a friend? You know, that says it all right there. So I was attacked and I got up and left because I wasn't prepared for that and I wasn't going to go there.
It kind of looked like it went on for a long time, but like we saw only a short snippet.
It was pretty quick.
Oh, it was?
It was pretty quick.
The two of them are best friends and she's saying all these nasty things about me, that he's saying all these nasty things about me to my makeup artist. He's a disgusting. What did I ever do to him? I was so nice to him. I'm like, hey, Tony, how are you?
The only thing you did is look ugly, bitch. So shut your ugly mouth.
I actually used him as my makeup artist, probably a big mistake. You know, he's obviously a troubled human being. Maybe he needed a therapist. I honestly feel sorry for him looking back at it. You know, I hope he gets the help that he needs because it was really disgusting. The emotions came back when I saw it and I was absolutely shocked when I watched it. And also seeing Joanna like snicker in the background, laughing with him, calling me these disgusting things. I forgot about that, and, you know, it really put things into perspective.
What do you think your reaction would be if you saw Joanna on the street?
I would completely ignore her. There's no need to say hi or interact with her. I wish her all the best, of course, but there's just no need for us to interact.
Did that moment or any other moment ever make you consider quitting the show?
No. I just, looking back, I wish I would have done things a little differently. I definitely would not have been part of Joanna's wedding after what happened and all that was said in Vegas.
I'm not married for money. Oh, what does that mean?
Joanna's being a f***ing bitch. She needs to go back into her little corner and simmer down.
But it wasn't authentic to who I am today. I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't surprised that they got a divorce as soon as they did. You know, they had issues before going into the marriage, and who knows, maybe it was rushed for reality TV, maybe they weren't ready, I don't know, but you know, it was clear that was their fate. Yeah.
How did being a Real Housewife change your life?
Well, it's definitely, I'm known. I'll walk on the street or go to a restaurant and people still recognize, which is shocking because it's been so long. And I've made these great friends, you know, Alexa, Marisol, Leah. I still speak to Leah also. not as frequent as the others, but I wouldn't take anything back.
I want to talk about what I consider the most memorable moment from the show, and it was at your lingerie party, the fight that broke out between Joanna and Adriana.
Adriana, one thing? No. I've been in the business for 12 years. Tell me. Oh, really? You bitch?
I would have done things today a lot differently.
How so?
I would have never allowed a fight like that to happen in my home. I would have asked them to leave because that's so inappropriate. You know, you're my friend. It's my party. I spent a lot of time putting it together. It's not about fighting. It's about us getting together, having drinks and laughs.
Yeah. This is my party. If anyone fights, they're out. So let's have fun or I'll kick all of your asses, okay? Thank you.
And it turned into this show with fighting and punching, and that's never happened at any one of my parties. And like I said, if it happened today, they would have been out the door.
Yeah.
And I should kick them out. But I didn't. Mistake, but...
Does it make you feel better to know that you're sort of in the Housewives Hall of Fame in terms of having a beautiful party ruined by someone?
I had no idea, so that's great. That's great. Of course, we want to create memorable moments being on the show. You don't want to be forgotten. You do it for a reason. So that's great. I hope that there's more other moments that people remember, not just that one.
And it was also, it's just also such an iconic Bravo moment because Joe Francis is there.
I dated both sisters too, so I think.
Oh, yeah. Too much information.
Marta and Joanna.
Did you sleep with both?
Yes.
So if we do the body
go ask Marta.
Tonight, it's familiar territory.
Wait, you slept with both of them.
It's true.
Do you still talk to Joe Francis?
Absolutely not. Okay. Like I said, being in my 20s, I've grown a lot since the show. It was all new to me. You know, I was learning about myself and I learned a lot about myself and grown up a lot since filming that show. I would have handled many situations very differently today.
Who do you still talk to from The Real Housewives of Miami?
I talk to Marisol, Adriana, Alexia. We're super close. We weren't so close during filming, but after filming ended, we became really close. They come to, all of my events, birthday parties. We support each other. We realized how much we really liked each other. I liked them during filming. I wanted to hang out with them, but it just didn't go that way. And we decided we wanted to remain friends after everything was done.
So you mentioned who you're still talking to, but I didn't hear Joanna's name. And I feel like I was such a fan of the show. I remember you guys being so chummy all the time. And then I feel like things took sort of a dark turn in the season 3 reunion.
Well, every time I see Lisa, she has a drink in her hand. And I went through...
That's f***ing low,
no,
Joanna.
But,
okay?
Hold on. Don't cry, Lisa.
No, I'm fine because you're supposed to be my friend. And you're taking digs at me not being able to get pregnant?
No, I'm not taking digs at you.
What a bitch you are for that.
I'm not taking digs at you.
Yes, you are.
Do you remember if you guys ever connected after that reunion, or was that the last time you talked?
I don't think Joanna and I ever connected, and I felt that, and I knew that, and I just played the game, and I just went along with it, but I've never really felt connected. It was very pushed. It was never natural with her. And obviously things went down during the reunion.
You know what? I'm done with you. You want to make accusations? Like
I'm not.
That?
Really? I'm not saying anything.
You're implying.
Not saying
you don't have to
implying,
say anything. You're implying.
You're implying.
Oh my
you're
god!
Implying
I'm not anything.
And I saw her for what person I felt that she was, and obviously I wouldn't continue a relationship with her, and vice versa. There was no point after the show, obviously.
Are you still in Miami?
Yes, I am still in Miami. I have been here for 12 years. And I would never leave. We are actually in the new house that during season 2, everyone saw us trying to tear it down and rebuild. So we are now living in that home and it's beautiful. It's finished. We are absolutely loving it.
We got to follow your struggles with getting pregnant while watching the show.
Lenny has given me so much of my life.
And you want to give
him? I just want to give him a baby. And the fact that it's not happening, I don't know if it's going to happen.
The part that we got to miss that I hope you can talk about is what it was like the first moment you got to hold your son?
The first moment I held my son was absolutely surreal. It's almost as if he had such a calming presence. He was so calm and just looked at me, and I was nervous. You know, I didn't carry him, and all of a sudden I have my son in my arms, and I've been waiting so long to have that moment. I was crying, I was shaking, overjoyed, and he wasn't crying. He just looked at me. Like, it was amazing. Now I have two. I have Elle, who is now 7.5 months, and Logan, who is almost 5. Come here. This is Logan.
Hi, Logan. How are you?
Say hi. Oh, he's never shy. Logan, can you say hi? I can't imagine life. What was life before this? It was just so maybe empty almost, you know? I just feel so fulfilled, and my life is for them. Everything I do is for them. Lenny and I just waited so long, you know, to have these children. We've been together for 12 years, and it took a really long time to have Logan. We had some issues having Elle, and finally, you know, our family is complete, so we just couldn't be happier.
You and Lenny have really survived, you know, because I think a lot of marriages...
First, the reality
yeah.
show.
And I mean, that's something to be so proud of. And what do you feel like the secret is to your long-lasting marriage?
We've definitely had our up and downs.
It's not my fault.
I'm not saying it's your fault.
Yeah, but you're leaving me.
I said stay.
Okay, you're punishing me.
How am I punishing you?
By leaving me.
People outsiders see it. They want to try to break a happy couple up. We've definitely, we're not perfect. But we just don't go to bed angry. We love each other, and we have a beautiful life together. We support each other.
What's the most surprising thing about motherhood?
The most surprising thing about motherhood? I pretty much knew what I was getting into, you know? it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of work. Life is completely different. You don't sleep as much. Of course, everybody knows that. You know, it's just night and day.
Do you ever rewatch Real Housewives of Miami?
I don't rewatch the show. I hate seeing myself on TV. I can't stand it. So I really only watch it when we do these marathons and I'm trying to maybe tweet or keep up with the fans. My son wanted to watch it the other day, and he couldn't believe, like, oh, mommy's on TV. And I told him, yeah, we were talking about you. That's about you. So that was nice. And yeah, I don't really like to watch it. I think that helped a lot of people. I do get a lot of messages from fans saying how I've helped them in some way. Maybe they were embarrassed or ashamed that they had issues having children. That one thing for sure, probably the best thing that came out of the show is that I helped somebody, because of course, why else do you do these shows? You want to help somebody or touch somebody in some way.
For more on what your favorite Bravo alums are doing after the camera stopped rolling, be sure to check out bravotv.com/lifeafterbravo.
And we'll be back on Saturday with an all new episode of the Daily Dish podcast.
Bye.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me.